Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Okay, let's start with this. In the wide world of Olympic sports, there's a lot of different weird Olympic sports, Brian. I would say that biathlon is amongst the weirdest. You ski, you stop, and then you shoot things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they give you points for both how fast you ski and how good do you shoot.
Sure.
Because you have to control your heartbeat and your breathing
because
and all those
you're breathing
things.
And your heart's beating away, and then you got to hold the...
There's general fatigue the muscles are going through.
Curling is another weird sport. Am I right about that?
We just talked to a curler last Friday.
Right.
I met a curler... At the Bloody Horns Open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he raving or crazy in any way?
She was the girlfriend of one of the guys that played in the tournament. Okay. Darn it, I should know his name. I'm sorry that I don't know his name, but yeah. So curling is interesting. It's weird. It's unique. It's a traditional thing in Canada. And if you love it, you love it. That's great. I'm still trying to get my arms around it. Like, how can I like watching this? They watch the living daylights out of it on television in Canada. You know that, right?
I knew it was popular in Switzerland. I didn't know about Canada.
You didn't know curling was big in Canada?
I assume it's around everywhere where there's snow and ice.
Curling is huge in Canada.
Huge. What do you mean, like
it
huge?
It gets huge television ratings. Television ratings, Bob, in Canada. It's not just that there's a lot of curling sheets or rinks or whatever they call them. On the corners of every saloon in Saskatchewan for the locals to go slide a rock or two, or whatever they call it. Their television, the high-level competitive curling on TV in Canada gets monster ratings. You don't believe me, Google it, look it up.
Want to go curling, get a Kraft dinner, eh?
Hey. But the sport that needs to be introduced to the world officially is a sport that was invented by a hapless businessman right in my own backyard of Loudoun County, Virginia, yesterday. A video that instantly went viral from his Ring Cam doorbell video. He steps out onto his driveway to go to his car.
Right.
Only to find a slick and solid sheet of ice is on his driveway.
We're watching it.
What's that the mailbox you hit?
The only thing that stops him from going into the street is his mailbox.
Which he crashes into.
There he goes. Kaboom. Oh, thank God I put that mailbox up there.
Now, I asked Bob, I said, have you seen the guy sliding down the driveway? And you said no. You said Rock had seen it because I guess he spent a bit more time on the internet. And Brian, I guess this is your first time seeing this video as well?
I haven't seen it, no. This is
That is sheer ice, baby.
The over-under
I like
on
the
watches.
Progression. I like the progression. I'm a little slippy, a little sliding.
Well, he's but picking he up speed.
Upright. Yeah, right.
He stays upright about 20 feet down this driveway as he picks up speed until he gets to the grass and the mailbox which he wipes out.
He seems like he's got it together, and he's going down forward, and he's minimized the moving until his body starts to turn around his back to the direction he wants to go.
He's not fighting the fall either.
He's wearing those Cole Haan, wingtips.
Right, yeah.
That are the slickest things possible.
Right. There's no resistance there whatsoever.
He went down. And then,
why did I get
backwards?
Up?
Why did I go backwards?
Right. It's like, why did I get up? It would have been better to stay like on his knees.
Right past the plastic Santa and Noel candles.
Those should be down by now, by the way.
Oh, mine are
absolutely.
The way he steers it, though, but he has an, I don't know if this is on purpose, but he manages to steer to the grass in his yard and fall there.
I don't think he's steering.
Oh, you think that just happened?
Yeah, okay. Because he started to turn around backwards. He wasn't trying to do that.
He looks okay, right? He fell in the grass, so there's
probably he's fine. Okay.
What do you suppose? He's like 40?
Yeah, maybe.
He's chump age.
Now he's got to go back
in. He's working chump age. Does it really matter? 40, 51,
what is he,
39.
He's got his overcoat and a briefcase?
Overcoat and a briefcase.
Yeah. Just a guy going to work.
Going to bring home money to afford that wonderful suburban home on 2/4 of an acre. And but, down the driveway he goes. God, is that awesome. So my point to you, Brian, is that an Olympic sport must be created in this vein where they get a slicked up pitch of ice.
What do you suppose the grade is?
On that
varying
driveway?
Steepnesses.
3 degrees.
Is that a word, steepnesses?
Well, that's what we're talking about, the grade.
A varying
What's
steepness?
The grade?
I don't need the extra S on it. You get sheets of ice, sort of like a bobsled run.
It looks really smooth. It looks really smooth.
Like I said, that is sheer ice.
You can almost see a reflection on that.
Right. And what you do is you then have a competition. Who can go the longest on their feet on Cole Haan wingtips and will give out medals?
Wait, are we going to do this in dress pants and a dress shirt and a tie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right.
With the briefcase and the jacket.
No, all we need.
Could be used for balance, actually.
That's fine, but that's what he's got.
Yeah. Right, because the sport is going to be born out of tradition. They'll be playing this sport in 100 years where we're no longer the style of a coat and a suit and a tie and a briefcase is long since gone. And people will ask, well, what are those things about? Oh, it's the traditional uniform of the suburban schlub
was worn
trying to get to work when it ice
was
is outside.
Right, you have to do it in this getup.
Exactly.
In the participant
outfits, you know, when they're bullfighting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The traditional garb of the suburban house schmo.
And the participant will be called the chump. Because Steve called him.
Or the work chump.
Okay, with chump is approaching the ice.
Or we need a good name like Schmofen Slippin.
I like
this year's edition of Schmofen. You know, so-and-so from the Netherlands is a real champion in Schmofen Slippin.
We need a German name.
Yes, we need something for it. But let's get on that because I think there is a niche for a sport like this somewhere in our menu.